I guess there's a petition going around online asking Governor Schwarzenegger to pardon Paris Hilton.
Oh. He better not.
Yeah. Well, his staff says, well, we don't know if Arnold's aware of the petition yet, but we sure are. I guess they've been getting calls and everything. That he looks at every request he gets for a pardon. So he'll look at it, and if it's an extraordinary circumstance, he'll act. And then then TMZ asked the person, well, is this, you know, does Paris qualify? And they just started laughing. Didn't really answer one way or the other. So that's probably not going to happen.
No. I found out that usually, at least in the state of Kansas, you get 60 to 90 days if you violate probation. So she's getting off easy with her 45 days.
Probation for a DUI?
Yeah.
Or with a suspended license?
Uh-huh.
That's the sentencing guidelines or whatever. Those are always a lot higher than they actually end up being, though.
Yeah. There's no way she would spend that much time in jail anyway. But she's getting off easy, only getting 45.
Jerry Ant's our crime expert, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you call yourself? Okay. Jessica Simpson got confused and got into the wrong car. That sounds about right. Yeah. There was a limo waiting for her, but she ended up getting into an Escalade. I'm not sure who the Escalade belonged to, but her people were like, you better get out of there before they could take off with Jessica Simpson.
What's going on? You're not John Mayer.
Yeah. Speaking of dumbasses, Kevin Federline's talking about Britney Spears hooking up with Howie Day. She met him in rehab, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there were rumors going around, you know, that, hey, they were an item and everything, and what's going to happen? Well, he doesn't think it's a good idea. He does say, well, when you're looking to find trash, you do usually go to the dump. That's his analogy for, you know, the dump being rehab and the trash being Howie Day. Look at him getting all analogerific up in our face.
He doesn't have a whole lot of room to talk, though.
Why? He hasn't been in rehab, has he?
No, but he left his pregnant wife for another woman.
Are you talking about Char Jackson?
Yeah.
Was she pregnant at the time?
She was like 7 or 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, but he had the chance to upgrade to Britney Spears.
So?
Don't you get an exemption in that case?
No.
Okay. So I guess Star Jones and Al Reynolds were at some Kentucky Derby party. It's like 2 a.m. and the music's playing and everything. And, well, there she is. And there he is, grinding on her backside. She's bent over, hand, like, grabbing his thigh. I'm sorry, I guess I should have warned you to have the barf bags ready this morning.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, at least... No, I'm not going there. Nice try, but no.
Threw open my mouth a little.
Did you?
Yeah.
Swish it around, get in the teeth. And I hadn't heard this. Rosie O'Donnell is possibly a candidate for the Price is Right job.
No.
What, you know that's not true, or no, you don't agree?
No, I don't approve.
It's a bad idea, you think?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think anybody could do it as good as Bob, so it's going to be hard.
Well, they say Bob Barker is adamant that Rosie not get the gig.
Why? Does he think that's a man's job?
He wants the Barker's beauties all to himself, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.